In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man or woman's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed God." A friend of mine said this morning, "Jesus is in the world." Okay, but signs of his presence are certainly not obvious. I'm in the dark most of the time. I'm right where my friend is, in the dark most of the time. Maybe you are too. I've always thought the darkness is a bad thing, and that God coming into the world eradicates the darkness and renders blazing light. This morning, I read a different translation of this last gospel text, which we hear on the last day of 2009. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not comprehended it. The darkness has not comprehended the light. Then I thought, maybe our lack of comprehension is the problem. Maybe we don't understand the relationship between the darkness and the light. Where are we to look for help? In the scriptures, darkness is both the covering of God and the dwelling of God. It is out of darkness that God creates light and life. Darkness is the place where germination and transformation happens. Every plant, every animal, every human being have this in common. All of us struggle and are pushed through the darkness into consciousness, the light. I've been wondering about what mystics like John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila and others call the darkness of God and its relationship to the light of Christ. Just before Christmas, one of our lay Dominican friends was asked to preach at the memorial service for 29 homeless people who died this year in Raleigh, North Carolina. The memorial service was held at the local homeless shelter. Before she preached, three people, all formerly residents of the South Wilmington Street Center, once homeless themselves, stood to testify to how God was at work in their darkest times. How God brought life out of darkness. First, a few statistics just to put this in context. In our state, families are the fastest growing number among the homeless and make up 40% of the population. 38%, who were already homeless before this calculation, also have children. The largest number of women with children are running from domestic abuse. This was the case with the first woman to speak. We will call her Evelyn. She began with a strong, lyrical voice saying, "I've come to testify tonight to the one who changed my life and to tell you there is light in the darkness. God is at work. Several years ago, I came to Raleigh. I knew no one. I had nothing. So I came here to the South Wilmington Street homeless shelter because I had nowhere else to go. They took me in. They got me started in some of the programs here. Job training, affordable housing program, counseling. Today I have a job. I have a place of my own, an apartment. People count on me now. My aunt found me. I had no idea she lived here." Evelyn paused. Then she said, "I can feel my strength coming on." And then she proclaimed, "Trust in God and don't give up. Those of you working on addictions, don't give up. That's what I've come to tell you tonight. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. Give back. God is working in the darkness." A recovering alcoholic stood up next. He said, "I came here as an addict. I can never take another drink. I had to figure out what to do with my time. I use the time I've got running a program for other alcoholics. I agree with Evelyn. Don't give up. When you can, give back. That's why I'm here tonight, to give back." The word I heard that night is this. Sometimes we see no light, no hope. The true light, which enlightens everyone, has come into the world and is at work in the darkness, even though our own personal and corporate darkness does not comprehend it. My temptation, our temptation, will be to look for signs of light and put our hope there, in those signs. Our challenge is to trust in God and God alone. God who brings life and light out of darkness. This trust makes it possible for you and me to be with others who are in the dark. Not to tell them the light will eradicate their darkness or ours, but to be with them in the world like God is with us. Our challenge is to never give up, but to give back. Rabindranath Tagore, an Indian poet, says it this way: "Let me light my lamp, says the star, and never debate if it will help to remove the darkness." We ask God to give us true light, wisdom, and understanding to comprehend the darkness of God and the light of God's Christ, who is in the world with us.